The reason you haven't felt it is because it doesn't exist. What you call love was invented by guys like me to sell nylons.
Is that right?
Are you sure about it? You're born alone and you die alone, and this world just drops a bunch of rules on top of you to make you forget those facts, but I never forget. I'm living like there's no tomorrow, because there isn't one.
Hey, in my apartment a long time ago, I knew a bad bitch, but she was kinda slow. Still gave it up when it's a few of us. She let me finger fuck her on the school bus. We used to cut school with her, run train. She wanna hang with her, we want one thing. Jet penetrating that throat, dog. She choke on it like smoke, dog. But whenever I fucked up, I re-up. In a dice game, I go see her. She'll give me enough to buy a quarter ounce, then blow a blunt of that reefer. She used to buy a nigga new sneaker, pay the bill on my beeper, just so she could pay me for the 69, and I know it's time to go freak her. Then one day I just asked her, why you always getting ass up? I mean, damn, me ho get paid, all you do is get laid. This shit don't add up. She say, till all I wanna do is feel love, even if I know it ain't real love. Even if I know a nigga only finna hit it, then never call back.
Welcome everybody to the Listen Up Podcast. Today we have a special episode, a little off the beaten path, but something that's near and dear to all of our hearts. Side chicks, sure, or side dudes for that matter. But it's not just Sam and I discussing this time. We brought in the who's who of your Twitter favorites to answer some of the most pressing questions. Should side chicks and side dudes have national days of recognition? How do you become a side? Are they evil, playing the game, or just exercising their freedom? Can these side relationships be helpful? Man, we're going to discuss it all, man. Panel, y'all ready?
Ready.
Yes, sir.
Let's get it. All right, so first of all, so everybody knows who's here, we're going to go around the room and introduce ourselves real quick just so everybody can have a good idea who's all on here. So I'm going to go first. So I'll be moderating this thing. I already told them I ain't getting in trouble. My name is Brandon, Astro Snow Dad 24. You can find me at BrandonWhite904 on Instagram. I'll be moderating this event, like I said. I've been married for 10 years, going on 11 this upcoming February. Me and my wife been together for 14 years.
We get it, bro. You're in love, bro. You ain't
gonna get in trouble, bro. Gotta get it out of the beginning, man. Yeah. I'm trying to keep working. I'm just trying to let y'all know. All right,
your
man.
Wife must beat you, boy.
I see how we started. Hey, man, so listen, man, whoever up next, man, give him your name, social relationship status, man. Go ahead.
Well, if Danny can lose that train, she will be first because, you know, ladies first.
First of all, I'm just going to jump in here because I had muted my train. Mm-hmm. Y'all scheduled the call at the wrong time, okay? But I'm here just to let everybody know. You can find me at Truth_SpeakHer on Twitter. I am here representing, I guess, the females on this call for as long as I can because my phone's going to die in a little bit.
Oh, Mike. hey, it's More Life One at Twitter, and I'm just here for a good time.
This your man, Lucky Lefty, LOIC Podcast on Twitter, residential side dude. I got experience with this thing. Ain't no shame in that.
He proud of that badge.
We wear it proudly.
Hey, somebody got to serve the community.
Yep. But,
this your boy Red. You can catch me on Twitter at 904Rays_420. I'm a married man myself, but like I said, I'm just gonna be speaking, you know, from a past life and stuff like that. None of this stuff I'm saying today.
What I got going on currently
in my life, I just want to throw that out.
Love how y'all got to preface everything. The married crew.
That's a lie.
Hey man, you can't be snitching already. Before we forget, man, we will also be joined by Big Game James _36. Yes, I'm that Nikki. And Smooches _Mawai on Twitter. So you'll be hearing from them. So if the voices pop out and you don't know who it is, that's what we're dealing with.
Yep.
Right, man. All right, so we're going to jump right in it, man. All right. Side chicks, side dudes. I'm going to start with the ladies first. How do you become a side?
I don't know, because I ain't about that life.
Oh, daddy, come on now. You got friends.
I got friends. Wait a minute. I'm not about that life, but you know what I'm saying? I could just speak on behalf of some of my homegirls, and I try not to be the one that judge, you know, because everybody have reasons and whys you know, to what they do. But, you know, some of my friends, they are side chicks. And they okay with it as long as somebody paying a bill or scratching an itch, per se. I'm not sure why they're not in a relationship. I guess they've been hurt before. And I just feel like, my personal opinion, you really don't need a dude to pay your bills. Like, you should be able to take care of yourself first, you know. And I think that's an issue with a lot of women. They feel like if they get something out of it, you know, it's a benefit. But I feel like that's a cheap swap. But some people just satisfied with just the companionship, temporary, and they can just get to send somebody home. But it's not my personal thing, you know.
The world is full of buyers and sellers. And I'm selling a drink.
I mean, some people, they just, they cool with it. But I feel like for women, it's more of a, kind of like you said, like buyers and sellers. Like, girls be selling pom-pom, and guys buy it just, you know, for the time to be like, I'll go chill with her, but she know what it is. It's nothing to it.
So you ain't never got no dick you weren't supposed to get?
Wait a minute. I ain't say that. What I did say, though, is I wasn't a side piece.
Okay. Now we rocking.
That's what I said. I wasn't a side piece because I don't like the second to nobody.
I got you.
You know, it's more of a, you know, we going to be together or we just going to have an understanding. But a whole relationship and you creeping out, like, that's.
I got you. But you done got that itch scratched before.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Hey, real quick, let me backtrack a little bit. Sam, I want you to discuss, man, what brought about this conversation, man? What made you put this thing together, man?
Oh, shit.
So, anyway, I was on... First of all, I know three side chicks. My next door neighbor. Ah, damn, I wasn't supposed to do that. Like,
hey, you got my number. You got my number. Drop that joint.
I was going to say, what's your address?
So anyway, you know what I'm saying? Maybe one of my neighbors, you know what I'm saying? Every time I go over there, you know, she'd be calling me over to help her do stuff. And she was like, Sam, every time I talk to a dude, you know what I'm saying? I find out they married, you know what I'm saying? So I'd be like, damn, that's real. Like, I'm thinking you just made to be a side chick, you know what I'm saying? But she ain't no bad.
Name and her address, bro.
Oh, shit, bro. I just did that again.
I can bleep that out.
Damn, he didn't say her name and everything.
So I was like, you know, I feel like she's such a good person. You know what I'm saying? I feel like she's such a good person. Like, why people victimizing her? You know what I'm saying? Making her seem like she bad. But then I go to work, there's another chick that's a side chick, and she cool as, you know, she cool as a fan. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like we got to start judging side chicks. So I seen this tweet, and it said, my homegirl really crying because the dude she fucking got his wife pregnant. And I was just like, damn, that shit, that deep. So that's what inspired this, man. You know what I'm saying?
But I feel like some people are right with being a side chick.
Amen.
I mean, okay, so the relationship I'm currently in, the cousin has a wife, we kids, and he also has a side chick. But based on the conversation we had yesterday, he was saying that the cousin feels like the wife is actually the side chick versus the actual side chick without the kid, which is strange to me. I mean, I don't know what you niggas be thinking.
I can give you a vision. I can tell you from a side chick perspective.
Vision.
Yes.
Okay.
My road has been a long, tenuous road that led me to this.
Okay. Talk about your journey. Come on.
I was in the military for 12 years and sold my royal oats in those 12 years.
You sound like you was a whole hoe.
Been a hoe, still a hoe. But
wait a minute, ain't your wife out? Wait a minute.
I ain't married.
Daddy, we got to get through the conversation, Daddy. Come on now.
Okay, I'm sorry. So, I'm just trying to get some understanding.
So, it all started a long, long, long time ago when a brother was stationed overseas. And a couple dudes got deployed over to Iraq, Kuwait, and some other places that won't be named. So, like you said, they had that itch that needed to be scratched. I played my role. I ain't trying to make nothing more of it. I wasn't trying to knock them up. There definitely was no raw sessions. Cause I like my paycheck at the time, and I just played my role. That's the thing that I think get confused with the side chick, side dude role. Some people get emotionally invested. I tell them from the jump, like, hey, ain't nothing going to come of this. So okay. I'm going to get mine. You're going to get yours. And that's going to be that.
So my question is, does the level of respect for women change because they're a side chick versus a main?
Nope.
Okay.
I'm devoid of emotions. So is it possible? Is it possible for me to have feelings for somebody I just see as a fuck in a good time?
Hey, somebody else jump in.
Okay, can I ask a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
And I posed this in the chat. So, with your side chick or your side dude, is protection necessary, or because that's your side chick and that's your side dude, y'all, you know, saying, so y'all get together on a consistent basis, no protection is okay. Is that a rule with this?
Oh yeah, protection is a must, always.
I want to say something about that. Like, you know, most side chicks be just as loyal as like main chicks. You know, not from my, well, maybe from my experience, maybe not from my experience. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying, like, you should always use protection, period. You know what I'm saying? But we just being 100, you know what I'm saying?
But if you're not ready to die for it, why are you doing it?
That's a hell of a motto, bro. I'm about to write that down.
I'm just saying, bro, if you ain't prepared to die for it, bro, don't dive in it. It's just that simple. And how you gonna be at the house with nothing on, and then outside the house, everybody know them shits ain't, don't feel worth a damn, bro. That's not getting the job done.
Does it?
So it sound like you in a non-protection camp,
bro. If she was my side piece, that means, like you say, she just supporting as the main. We on that same level. It just ain't gonna fly. You know what I'm saying? That's, I've always hated when I was single and out there, whatever. Chick be like, so how was it? Bitch, how do I know? I had a condom on. I don't know how it was. Bitch, what the fuck you asking that question for? I have no idea. The shit was warm. It was warm. That's what it was. It was warm. That's all it was. That's all I can tell you.
Up there. Hey, who was at the park? Who was at the park?
Danny Boo.
Mm. I am actually out to brunch.
Told you, brunch. Told you.
Sam told me 3:00. So I was like, my plan was to be home by 3:00. So I'm standing outside.
So you had brunch with the main or with the side?
I don't have no side. I got one man.
We all somebody's side, so.
I ain't got no side.
Okay.
I ain't got no side.
I would view that in the devil in the name of the damn.
Sam, did you disclose the fun fact on the call, Sam?
Oh, no, I didn't. No, I didn't do that. Oh, no, nah, man. Me and Daddy used to date, you know, a couple years ago and stuff. But, you know, we've been cool. So, you know what I'm saying? But she's very opinionated, and that's why she on the call.
Hey, okay, so y'all, hey, Smooches.
Y'all, what's up, y'all?
Oh, Smooches on this bitch.
You had a construction site?
Yo. Oh, it's so loud. I'm at work. I'm outside with these people.
All right.
Well, listen, we're gonna keep it moving there. We're going to keep it moving. So I heard somebody say that the side just as important as the main. I'm trying to figure out how.
Oh, it is. See, is okay, it? Let me reflect back when I was, you know, head side bitch, you know. I was really like the girlfriend. That hoe was the side bitch. She was worried about me and what we was doing. See, cheating is necessary evil. you need side bitches like me. Cause without me, he probably would have been killed her ass. But see, I gave him the pleasure and the stress free.
Hold on, but you wanted to kill the bitch though. You just bringing unnecessary stress.
No, I'm saying he probably wanted to kill her because she was aggravating. Girlfriend be aggravating sometimes.
Smooch, can I ask you a question? With your side dude, was protection used or no?
With my side dude?
Yeah.
We ain't talking about me. My new boyfriend.
I'm asking, you missed that question. We asked with the whole side relationship, is protection necessary or is it okay to not have it because y'all got a situation pretty much just like he do with his main or you do with your main?
I mean, Okay, I ain't got no side dude right now, so my boyfriend is listening. I don't got no side dude, baby. It's just me and you. But back when I did have a side dude, the longest side relationship I've ever been in was 10 years.
So God damn! That's a common law marriage. God damn.
Yeah. I mean, out of that situation right now, bro, what you protected for?
$50. 50.
Man, we might be capturing a damn illegal transaction.
No, she at work.
Where's work, though?
Damn, we lost Danny Boo.
Oh, I'll get her back.
Oh, Danny Boo phone might be dead, bro.
Yeah, that too.
I don't even know why she calling from brunch, bro.
You want to get fired? I need my other job.
She better call her from brunch, bro.
Do I look like I do physical labor, baby?
Let's edit all that out. Edit all that shit out.
I'm sorry. I thought that was at work.
Yeah, her phone died.
Okay.
Wait. We gonna do my part over, y'all. You want to get it? Or you want to keep looking?
Damn, what the fuck do you do?
Yo. No, we keeping all this in. We keeping all this in.
Y'all
keeping our wedding. We got all types of questions now.
Hell yeah.
Wait, I work at a pawn shop, Moses.
First of all, Tommy, what do you do? What's your job?
I'm a manager at a pawn shop.
All right.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
What's your another one? I thought you were doing another one. I don't want another one. You want that one?
She facilitates the sale of pussy. Trust me. All
right. I get a bonus. No. Commission. Oh, no.
Somebody need to teach Smooches how to use the mute button.
Hey,
listen, if I could cut you a deal, I would.
I'm about to put you on mute, baby.
You say you'll dance for me.
Yeah.
Oh, no. This should get too interesting now.
Yeah. Nah, I'm gonna say, let's not put it. Let's see what this goes.
Yes, sir.
Would you like the warranty on it as well?
Yeah, FSU playing basketball.
But there's
Kevin Nesbitt
also
on
Lake City that'll pop up too. So it's better
to use you. The matter of the motherfucker. Hey, you know these motherfuckers stealing my bitches.
Okay.
Probably they're all related.
Okay, yeah. Okay, I'll see what I can do. With the lawnmower, you want to put a warranty on it for 6 months?
Oh man. You can go ahead and mute it now.
It looks the same physically. You can bring it back and you get a store credit. The warranty is only 24 hours, so if anything goes wrong with that,
24 hours.
Hey, that shit deserves its own reality show, right?
Yeah.
Damn.
But they got some parts. I know she parked. Out of shit. And again, boy, I need to take my ass up there. I bet someone should give me a good ass deal.
Hell yeah. But yeah.
Shit.
But 10 years? Nah. Hell nah. You get 90 days.
Yeah, we gotta go back. 90 days.
90 days.
90 days.
Maybe a long, 3 months,
that's
bro.
That's a long time, bro. That's a long.
I ain't saying they gotta be consecutive. 90 days. That's all you got. No, bro, in any type of situationship that I find myself in, hey, once you cross that 3 month mark, then the questions start coming. Like, hey, what's this we got going on? Do you see yourself being with me? I ain't here for them questions.
Right.
I wish. Well, I'm gonna let my brother hear this shit right here. But I be trying to tell him when I was. In your profession that you do back in the day, same way. I just let the motherfucker know right off rip what it was, da 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 da. But hey, and like I try to tell him, because he got a situation, but he be trying to do his little thing. Oh, bro, she cool with it. She good. I say, nigga, it's always good at first.
Thanks.
Boy, in about 90 days, boy, look.
No unwanted questions start coming out the woodwork.
Can you stay longer, or can da da da? Say all that shit coming into play, because no matter how much a woman want to try to act like it, they all emotional creatures, bro, and they gonna catch feelings at some point.
I just did a tour bow at the mic. You spit nothing but facts, my sir. Nothing but facts. Hell, and for some, it don't even have to be that long. So, like, check. So, like,
for real.
So I used to live in Augusta, right? So, ended up meeting this chick that was a drill sergeant or whatever. I'm like, all right, cool. So she was dating a dude up in D.C. Dude blew off on her birthday. She hit me up. We hung out. Next thing you know, she come back to the crib. This can stay in the podcast. So come back to the crib. So she was like, you mind if I bring my bag up? I'm like, oh, so you want to stay tonight? All right, cool. You can stay tonight. Yo, she pull out the bag. Nipple pinches, handcuffs, vibrators, dildos, lotions, oils, all types of shit. So,
hold on, bro.
You're going to have an experience. You're going to have an experience. Nigga. You ain't having sex.
Hold on, bro. That was an escort, bro. That was an escort. Hey,
No.
Don't cut him off.
She was legit. She was legit, like square. She was a legit square. So I'm like, all right, cool. We can do all of this shit. I give him a little safe word and everything. So I'm like, all right, we can do this. So that was like on a Saturday. Sunday, this motherfucker's hit me up saying, hey, I got a trip coming up. I've considered you to be a part of it since old boy wanna act flaw. So he ain't got it. So I don't expect him to come. We can do that. We can start going to the gym and working out. You can accompany me to my daughter's basketball games. And I'm like, whoa. I ain't even washed the smell off my dick yet. And you already making future plans. I'm like, no, this ain't how this roll. You got to do. I told you
this. Hey, boy, you must have put on for the city, boy. That name.
nigga, I deserve a smoker's jacket, a plaque. my name deserved to hang in the rafters after that one. I was like, yeah, I was performing like an all-star that night.
But yeah. You took that trip, though, right?
No. Hell no.
Oh, no.
I never put myself in a position where I feel where I got to owe them something. Especially if they talking about paying. Because I know the back end of the deal is going to be something that I ain't going to want to do.
No. See, you invited me. Good. See, bro, I'm savage. Look, hey, you invited me. I didn't have to go on this trip. You motherfucker invited me. Therefore, I don't owe you a motherfucking thing. I accompanied you like you asked and requested me to do. After that. Shit, your daughter, what, man? Ain't my child, man. My fucking kid. Yeah, my
fucking game. Crazy. MFTK them kids.
I don't know them kids. I don't.
Well, let me get the trip. D, what's the next one, D? What's the next
one?
It's funny, right? So I'm listening to all of this, man. It's... Everybody got so. Listen, I ain't diving deep into mine, but I'll just say this. I'm trying to be silent on this, right? I'm gonna just tell you this: the shit don't work out because, like he said, every single female got emotional attachments. So as much as they feel like, oh no, I can just play, you know what I mean? No, it's just fucking, you know what I mean? Pay, get my nails done, some shit like that. No, I'm gonna play my role. But the moment you be like, nah, you know what? We done here. Now, all of a sudden, they want to blow up the spot. They want to make phone calls, doing your social media under your posts, add right messages, coded messages under pictures.
Nigga, leave that text on red and see what happens.
Exactly. And that's
what you're trying to say, though. But y'all trying to talk like, I get it. But like, some dudes be on that crazy shit, too, when they be the side dudes, too.
It's plenty of simple niggas out here. We're never gonna say that's not out here. Mm-mm. But what it sounds like on this conversation we got going on, it ain't no simple niggas on this conversation. Nah, it's some simple niggas out there for real. I got
hello
girls, cousins and shit. You feel me?
Oh, now that she jumped back in, hey, I got a question. Hey, Smooches, tell us about the simplest nigga that you ever dealt with.
What you mean by simple?
Just like,
oh shit.
Go ahead and break it down for
like you got a side dude, right? And he like he overstepping his bounds as a side dude.
My side dude, I never do that.
I mean, you were in it for 10 years, so. I mean, there's no boundaries after 10 years. Everything is out in the open.
Like, how does that work?
Exactly.
Okay.
That's exactly my question. How does it go on for 10 years?
Okay, so this is what happened. when I met him, I had just went through like my first breakup, like with my high school boyfriend, and I had just moved back to Tallahassee from Miami. And my best friend was like, "Dang, you know, you sitting here crying every day or sleep, like, I'm finna put you on somebody," because I had to move to Miami with my first boyfriend, so I ain't like really have no niggas no more. So she was like, "I'm about to put you on my weed, man." So it was kicking it heavy or whatever. And that was like my bae. And then he graduated and he moved back home. So he moved back home. He had got a little girlfriend and he hadn't had a baby. Like, he didn't tell me nothing. He was still coming to Tallahassee every weekend. I was still going to, he stayed in Gainesville. I was still going to Gainesville. Like, I had no idea until one day he got a tattoo on his neck of his daughter name. And I'm like, "Who the fuck is Jamaya?" And he like, "Baby, I'm sorry." And then he just told me the truth or whatever. So after that, like, we was already like 2-3 years in. I'm like, "I'm ain't coming up off him." So that's her nigga, that's my nigga too. So then I started getting real bold.
Breaking all protocols. Here we go. Go for it.
And me, in my mind, that was my nigga. That was just her baby daddy. And
keyword in her mind.
What we just talked about.
That rationale right there. Really.
That's why this shit gonna be working. Bro.
Hey, Big James ain't put him on, man. We gotta get Big James.
Man, that was my role. Listen, out of all this time, the only argument we ever had was the argument, like, I felt deceived because he didn't tell me. He told me at that moment, and that was like 2009, that he would never, ever, ever lie to me again. And he has never lied to me since then.
So, question though, why wouldn't you just make him your main? Why wouldn't you just take a nigga from
him? I know this is childish, but after a while, she was kind of like, "Shit, y'all might as well have each other." And she left Gainesville and she moved to Tallahassee. And he wanted me to leave Tallahassee and move to Gainesville. And I was like, "Not like, I don't want Brittany life. I didn't want her life." You know what I'm saying? What we had going on was cool. I felt like if I would have moved to Gainesville, then I would have been Brittany, and then another bitch would have came in and been me.
So you started getting paranoid.
At that time, I was young. I didn't realize, like, okay, put it like this. Me and him, we ain't got no kids together. We kicking it. I could be the one in the club every weekend. I could be the one out of town with you doing shit. I could be the one with you busting plays. But if you go to jail, my dumb ass would have been in jail with you. And Brittany would have been home with the money. So it's like a street nigga gonna always keep a girlfriend number two around because they ain't gonna have that old lady out there doing what they doing with them. So if I would have moved into old lady role, I know in my heart, I know it would have been a bitch that would have been me. He got to keep a bitch like me because I would have had to be home. See, it wouldn't have been no more fun if I would have became his girlfriend.
That make a lot of sense, though, because, like, most times as dudes, like, we do kind of organize things in a way where we want this shit to be right here. We want that to be right there. We don't want those things touching each other. You know what I'm saying?
Intertwine at all.
Yeah, we don't want to intertwine at all. So that actually make a lot of sense to me, to be honest with you.
So let me ask a question to the group. Can these side relationships be helpful?
Yeah.
It's necessary evil.
I mean, my thing is this right here. Like, sometimes you be with a chick, right, that you can't really express yourself with sexually. You know what I'm saying? Like, you like everything about her. Like, she clean, she organized. Like, she, you know, she can manage bills. You know what I'm saying? But when it comes time to having sex with her, you know, you can't really express yourself the way you want to.
Let me give you an example from the Dirtbag Chronicles. One loves missionary, the other one got safe words. That's how I go down. She into that kinky shit.
Right. You know what I'm saying? You just want to be able to express yourself. So, and then by you being able to express yourself, you get to be your best self after that. You know what I'm saying? You get to see a more relaxed person. You know what I'm saying?
Matter of fact,
you're not so wound up.
Matter of fact, like I dated a chick a while ago. Like, I wouldn't even feel comfortable like doing half the shit that I do with other like chicks that got me in the side dude role. Cause I know I gotta come home to that shit. So okay. I just fall back and I'm like, "All right, we'll do our thing. All right, I guess it's missionary again." Uh oh. Got another chronicle.
Y'all put Big James in here?
You.
Oh, nigga said she already in.
James,
Wait, I can't breathe.
What?
Hit it with the mute.
This shit too interesting, dog.
Hey, what's so funny though? Smooches ain't got no respect for her job.
Hold up, let me see if I can add James real quick.
All right, so let me. Oh, Big James, so thank you better right now.
Okay.
All
right. I'm somebody go ahead and add him in, and I'm gonna say I ain't get everybody answer though. I heard from some people on the can their relationships be helpful, but why?
I already said mine.
Yeah. Let me hear from everybody.
Bro, it's just like you said, like
about the importance of a side, nigga?
The importance of a side.
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Can I tell y'all why y'all hoes got side niggas?
Please do. For the
people in the back.
Yeah.
All y'all.
Oh, who?
Everybody on this podcast.
What you mean?
What I mean is your main hoe got a side nigga, and I don't care if you married or not.
Oh, shit. Why you trying to come here and disrupt people's houses?
Because what I'm hoping for is I'm hoping I can spark a change in some of y'all men.
She's starting a dialogue.
See, let me tell y'all something about y'all.
You got to explain that. You got to talk on that, though. Why you say that?
Let me tell y'all something about y'all men. Y'all men are sitting and do everything to get us. Everything you got to do to get us. Everything we like. And then once y'all got us, y'all get comfortable and go and falling off. And then it started to be every now and then on special dates. But a side nigga will make a bitch feel special every time they with them because they know a bitch ain't got that kind of time.
That's a good point.
Your thoughts, James?
Listen, when I was in my 10-year side nigga side situationship, he would spend Valentine's Day with her, but the day before or the day after, he'll still be with me. At one point when I was his side bitch, I didn't have no need for no boyfriend. I was like, for what? And then when I got a boyfriend, he had to respect that. And he's still like a good loyal side dude. They're not worried about your man. They ain't worried about what your man doing for you. They trying to keep their spot. And then eventually it gets to the point where your side dude, if you got your side dude, just that gone, he's still going to look out for you, still going to do for you. Don't care about your nigga. Why would you let him go?
So you're saying that the side dude respects parameters?
Yeah.
So you didn't respect that chick being that dude's baby mom and girlfriend?
I did. Listen, I could have tortured her. I could have rushed it in her face. You know what I'm saying? When we was kicking it, that's when MySpace and social media was just, you know, starting to pop like that, and people used to put all their business online. I ain't never go picking her. Shit, it got, listen, I was fucking with her nigga so hard, it'll be Hey Joy, Hey Brittany.
Damn, so y'all was sister wives in a sense.
Which is an amazing experience.
big game. We were just talking, man. Can these side relationships be helpful, man? Jump on in.
Of course. I think you know, like I said, these things are biblical. Since way before any of us were, and I don't necessarily believe, but like I said, way before anybody can say anything. I mean, when you look at what's the oldest profession? There's nothing more than a profitable side chick that that understands what their role and their relationship is, and it's to grow, it's to prosper, it's not to be a headache. I think too many people, like, sometimes it's just a distraction. Sometimes that's really all you need, is a distraction to keep you focused on what the main thing is. A lot of these people are terrible people anyway. I'm not saying them because of what they do, I'm just meaning in general. So, like, what you do is, you're getting a segmented fraction of what that person is, and they fulfill a need. A need that's not being fulfilled somewhere else. And what we're talking about in the physical sense, most people have jobs. And we've heard about work heavy, work wife. Like the person that's at your job, that's nothing more than a side piece. It's an emotional attachment as opposed to a physical thing. But most people look at, especially women, and what I was listening to, and I love my homegirl Smoochie, she a real one. But when you listen to a lot, especially women talk, women, one thing that women a lot love to tell men is that you don't own me. It's my body. It's my control. Right? But when it comes to the sexual aspect, flip on them, and a guy cheats, that's not your body. You don't own that penis. That man can do whatever he wants to do with his penis, just like she can do whatever she wants to do with her vagina. All you can do is own it in that moment and be grateful that somebody's allowing you to have that. There's so many other things that you can get from a relationship that sex. That's why I like old white men. Old white men look at things way different than the rest of the world. Man, they know they got a young girl. And they know that young girl out there chasing young cats. But she provides what he needs in that moment, and he understands what he has physically. And that's all that matters.
The money. Preach, nigga. Preach, nigga. If you don't preach.
See, all white men get it. You got to pay to play. See, I work at a pawn shop. Don't nothing but old men coming here anyway. Every day it's some old men. Like, everybody that comes to the pawn shop is not coming to pawn their shit. Some people coming to find a good deal. Like, we have a lot of tools and lawnmowers and stuff like that. And a lot of them have their own construction businesses and shit like that. Should I have an Asian man tell me, yeah, give me a nail stuff, a nail shop? Like, other people, other than y'all young black men, I don't know, y'all feel entitled
what?
To people pussy.
What?
Oh, no. Well, I mean, what? No, granted, she got a real good point. She got a point. Especially
she got a point.
I've seen dudes do that with their baby mama. But see, the problem is they weren't feeling entitled if they weren't getting it. So the thing is that what we have to understand is that we on both sides, we give the power to the people. Like, to me, you can't, you don't own me. Like, for me, if you want to be in the position, whatever position it is with me, you can be there and you can be valuable, but you have to understand you are very replaceable. You're not, I think, to quote my homegirl, I think you'll have Nikki gonna put on there. She put me on game. She put a young lady on game. She said, most people feel like they're irreplaceable, but you're not. You either, she just said, you're irreplaceable or you're unforgettable. Unforgettable doesn't mean you're not replaceable. I think too many women believe that just because you're unforgettable doesn't mean that you can't be replaced. Like, I can replace you with a snap of a finger. But then again, I also come from an environment that's a little bit different than what most dudes' environments are. Because I could go on Twitter right now and say, hey, I would like for somebody to come spend some time with me up in Boston. And I guarantee I get like 50 to 60 DMs on that.
It depends on the impact that you put on somebody. Like,
65%.
I'm the type of female, I'm deep for the sex. Like, I'm a fucking fun girl. I do fun shit. And I like to fuck hoes, too.
So oh, you my dream.
If I get drunk and we in the club or something, I'm going to walk up to a bitch dead in the club, kiss her ass in the mouth, ask her if she going home with us. And I ain't never had a bitch tell me no.
I say that's the thing. And like, again, well, that's what I'm saying. Most women, for whatever reason, this is y'all fault. Actually, what's my man name? He went to FAMU. Dope song. He had a song called "They're Going in Number One Fan," right? It's a life motto. They're gonna judge you anyway. You might as well enjoy yourself. Too many people are worried about what other people have to say. That's why they restrict what their access is to very quality things in life. You could be a number one. You could be, and I think Smoochie said, have access to more. I mean, excuse me, you could be a side and have access to more than what most main chicks have. Or you could be a main chick and make sure that there's no need to have a side chick. Most women, like, you don't want to admit this. Like, and I heard you say that about men, Smoochie. That could be very, very true. But I know from my experiences, when people are trying to get into that spot, they're doing things that they probably can't maintain. And I always tell people, don't do what you can't maintain. Because what ends up happening is there's somebody who wants to maintain what you started with. And then that's the only time that I become adventurous is when I look around and I'm not getting what I originally wanted. So, you know, and again, the problem is there's a lot of people who are willing to do that. So, like, you know,
Hold on.
So I got a question then. Why? I mean, you talked about how you're not getting what you want. So I saw in the group chat yesterday, they were like, well, why you don't just leave?
Oh, well, no, because the thing is that's
Oh, wait, we're talking right now.
It's Brandon.
Oh, that was Brandon, my bad. It's James. So in the group chat, that's a good thing. That was a valid question. I asked a question that did not get answered either. I believe in that group chat. But it's because it's sexism and everything. Like, what if you?
So I have this analogy around why. I have an analogy around why people don't leave, and I always relate it to ice cream because it's something relative, right? So, you know, when you normally have a function or when you, you know, order a dessert, birthday parties especially, you have vanilla ice cream. And you know why you have vanilla ice cream? Because it's reliable. You know what it tastes like. It goes with most cakes. But every blue moon, if you keep getting vanilla ice cream, sometimes you're interested in what that strawberry may be like or that Neapolitan ice cream. Or that chocolate may be like. And that's where the instance of understanding what your options are and why some people don't leave, because they have vanilla ice cream at home, but every blue moon I can go and opt into my butter pecan or my strawberry, but no one really leaves because vanilla ice cream is the foundation. Vanilla ice cream is the structure, and no one leaves that structure, even if they want to understand what the other options are and what's available.
Look at Nikki coming through with the facts.
Who was that?
A lot. This is Nikki.
This is Nikki.
Nikki, my Nikki.
Yeah.
Yes,
I'm that Nikki. Okay, I'm about to say, this sounds too intelligent. I know this person. Okay, now I'm all right. Now I got to watch my mouth.
But no, I tell people all the time, right? Like, it's one of those things, and just even from experience, you know, where I've been in sessions where they will say, you know, you have to wake up every day and it's a choice. So you have to wake up every day and choose your significant other. And if there's an opportunity where you don't choose that person or an opportunity that presents itself that deflects you or moves you from that significant other, you have to understand what void or what vice you're feeling. And if that is being filled by one other person or by multiple people, then that's something that you have to, you know, address internally. I'm not saying you're right, wrong, or indifferent. It's more so one of those things of, I think, James, you said it a few moments ago, you can't start something if you're not willing to sustain it. And I think that's where a lot of things go left, and where you see these different things on the timeline, different things in the group chats, and, you know, people going left around, you know, their relationships, because people aren't fully understanding what they're signing up for. And they're in love with the newness. They're in love with the nuance. They're in love with the attention. And then something goes left. And now you're in a situation where you have the same chaos in your main relationship that you're having, you know, with your side piece. And in some cases, they're not even side pieces. We're talking about, you know, you could have an actual spouse. And this is, you know, wife adjacent. We're not talking about side chicks. We're talking about in some instances, especially since I live here in Atlanta, you know, some of these side chicks are wife adjacent and getting treated better than the wife. You know, and again, this is no judgment. It's more so just sharing from observations. And, you know, I've had friends that tell me, you know, I'm like, well, why do you cheat? And they tell me because it's Tuesday. There's no rhyme or reason. Right. And then I've had some people that basically say, you know, I love my significant other. I love them, that she's an awesome mother. She's a great person. But I have 10 areas in my life and she may only fill these 7 and this other person fills the 3. And those 3 may be the top things for that person that they need. That they need from, you know, specific individuals. So, you know, I mean, it's 6 in one hand, half a dozen in the other, right? And just to sum it up from my experience of, you know, hearing from my friends or counterparts and things of that nature, you know, when we were all young and naive, we would always say, oh, you can't, it's not possible to love more than one person at one time. You know, you can only love one person at one time. And then you live, you learn, you grow, and you realize, like, oh, no, wait a minute. Between soul ties, between, you know, strong connections and things like that, it's possible to love more than one person. It's also one of those things where communication has to be clear, understood. Expectations have to be limited because expectations are the root of all disappointment. And you have to understand your role in this person's life and if you're willing to sign up for what that entails.
Hold on real quick. Hold on, Nikki. I need, because you was the one who put me up on game. Talk about the irreplaceable or unforgettable rule.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one. So I think as women, I was having this conversation with a friend and we were on one of our car rides. And what ended up happening, you know, we were having conversations around old relationships. And I think as a woman, you know, because we're more connected emotionally, we want to be irreplaceable. You know, it adds value to us to know that we're irreplaceable. So if I was with someone that I loved and, you know, he left me or I left them or whatever the case may be, to a certain extent, you want to see them happy. But when you see that they're on their fourth or fifth person since they left you, the first thing you say is, oh, I'm irreplaceable. He can't move on. He keeps going from woman to woman because he can't replace me. And friend said something so poignant. She said, you know, there's a difference between irreplaceable and unforgettable. Because people can be replaced every day. Right. Now, there's a situation where this guy may really still love you, or he may have had feelings for you, but he's completely moved on. And because you were there during a certain time and place in your life, in his life, you're unforgettable, not necessarily irreplaceable, because he's obviously moved on to the next person. But I think, you know, for our own egos, we like to place ourselves more in a category of irreplaceable versus unforgettable, because unforgettable almost diminishes our capacity in the lives of our significant other or our previous lover or whatever the case may be. And when she said that, it really resonated, because the first thing women like to say is, oh, he's still not over me. Oh, he still can't move on. Oh, you know, you're putting together all these narratives. Meanwhile, this man is living his life, whether he's healed or not, he's moved on to a place where, you know, when he sees you, he wishes you well. He wishes you luck. He doesn't want to be with you, but you're unforgettable in his life, but you're damn sure replaceable.
Now, I got a question on that one, right? Now, do you think that type of thing happens because we as humans seem to overvalue our worth? Because I see that a lot on social media. Like, I know my worth, and I'm adding text. I'm like, but you overvaluing your worth, because I see what you post. I see how you are in real life, and the two don't add up.
The market dictates your worth.
Correct.
That is true. In business and in life, you hit the nail on the head, homie.
I mean, the thing is, it's cool. Like, really, it just all depends on who you are. If you're just worried about one person, it's just like, it's like going to, like, when I was training for the combine, we were taught, my agent will always say one thing. You don't have to have all 32 teams like you. Only one team can, you can only play for one team. So if you're in that situation, then really, all you need is one person to dictate that. If you find the one person that's going to take care of your needs and do all of that stuff, then you're lucky. The problem is, when people say things, make comments like that, they're more worried about what everybody else has to say. And I think, you see, that's why you see people constantly post pictures of their relationships on social media and all those other things. I prefer you not know any of that stuff.
Right.
When it comes to me, I'm too easy to chase. I don't want, you know, I don't want bad blood. Oh, you know, if you say, what you talking about?
Why people post their relationship now?
Oh, because you need people to see it.
The validation post.
Nobody
that ain't
cares.
Why I do it.
Hold on now. I threw a rock. It wasn't nothing to hit people. But I think it's beautiful too. At the same time, though, I'm not knocking anybody. But the reality is, if it's your relationship and you're happy in your relationship, you shouldn't care. Now, you can show it whatever way you want to show it. But that's why when I see people say, this is my, and then you see people do this every 2 weeks. Right. Actually, I'll give you props. When you post a dude, that's pretty much the dude that you're going to post. But you're not like every 2 weeks. Like, this is my king, this is my new person, this, that, and the other. When you see women or men consistently do that, that's, they're looking for more than just if they're happy. And again, there's no problem with that.
Listen, y'all, I'm so in love.
Oh, God.
No, and that's beautiful. I love seeing people love out loud. I love seeing people love out loud. I'm also a big fan of not embarrassing your significant other. I am a huge fan of that, because at the end of the day, whatever your vows are to your significant other, whatever bond you have, and whatever you choose to do, I am very, very big on making sure you take care of home. And I miss the lost art of moving in silence. And I think, going back to the question around the value, do we overvalue ourselves? And I think if you have a level of insecurity about how you're moving, then you have to let the world know, oh, I have this person and I have these two other girls, or I have these two other guys. Right. Versus if you really are secure in yourself, nobody has to know nothing. You can be in the same room with three of your different bodies and nobody would know. Like,
see, when I was silent, I was on that whole shit. ain't care about nobody. That's when I was being quiet.
But that's the beauty of it.
I couldn't really say what I wanted to say because I might have been with one and want to be like, damn, you know, he know what he doing. But then the other one going to be, I had too many people watching me. But see, now, I knew when I got to the point, I ain't care with nobody from my past stuff. Because for the most part, like, the people I mess with, I've been messing with at least, like, okay, what, 07? That's 12 years. And then my ex-boyfriend, we was together 8 years.
God damn, Smooches, you a player, boy.
I ain't no player.
I'm just saying, you can hold that shit down, boy. That boy can't get out of there. It's just 8 years.
But see, I don't run them all together at one time. Okay. Like, I pretty much have one loyal side dude. Like, the dude that I was messing with for 12 years, in that time, like, okay, he had that baby mama. Then eventually he had another baby mama. At one point, he was supposed to get married. Like, he proposed to this girl and everything. But then, I don't know what made him want to come to Tallahassee one last time. And he got caught. So, I kind of ruined what they were supposed to have going on. That wasn't my fault. He made that choice.
Right.
There you go. And I'm glad you cleared that up. Because you said I ruined it. And you technically did not ruin that, right? Because everyone has an opportunity to exercise that. And just to reiterate on the silence piece, I just think that it's important to understand, like, even though, like you said, Smooches, you might have been on the whole shit when you was in silence, but nobody knew, right? Like, you were able, you had to kind of probably guard yourself, but there was nobody at any point that was embarrassed during that time period because you were able to move in silence. And well, I think there's freedom in that.
I kind of get caught a lot. So,
oh Lord,
oh, because I get aggravated quick, and I don't mind. Like, I don't know. I get aggravated quick, and I be drinking a lot sometimes too. So sometimes I might be with somebody, and I'd be like, oh, I'm wasting my time because I could have been with such and such.
Mm-hmm. It's just like, I'm so in love. You so in love. You so in love. Mm-mm.
No, that's not what I'm saying. Before, I'm so blunt to the point that the stuff that used to fly out my mouth, niggas would think I'd be playing. Mm.
Love is an adventure of Madison Avenue.
Man, ain't none of them niggas love me. Don't nobody love me but my nigga. Y'all listen.
No, your dude is loyal. And he's happy as all get out. I can tell you that. I can vouch for that from Smooches.
Why you say that? Why you say that, bestie?
Because you can see how that dude act.
How he act, bestie?
He act like he really into you. I'm proud of you. I'm happy for you.
Hey, before we turn this into a Smooches love connection, you know what I'm saying? What's the next question?
Man, wait, I'm trying to hear. Let me hear what my best friend think. That matters to me from a guy's perspective.
No, what I'm just saying is sometimes when you have a guy that acts like, you know, he feels like he pointed up. I mean, he got, you know, he outkicked discoveries. Mm. He's going to try to keep that. So that's good. I'm, you know, bravo. A lot of dudes ain't going to do that. And I'm happy for it. Like you said, everybody should, if that's what people want, and everybody really should want. But what I want you to understand is, because a lot of people like to put it on men ruin women, right? But we can all say that people ruin people. But if you know that in your past is all of that other stuff, don't do that boy like that. Just saying.
I'm lying.
I hear that.
Is it a maturity thing though? When you like get done, like just be like, it's just you mature to a point. You just be like, you know what?
But what is maturity? Like, what are we talking about?
I don't know.
About?
I don't know.
It's like somebody was saying earlier about a piece missing. I've always out of all the relationships I've ever been with. I mean, y'all know I got a big booty, so I mostly attract people that have money. And I realized they did for me. They felt like money was just supposed to keep me quiet or buying me stuff. I've never had no one like he genuinely cares for me. I don't have a reason to cheat. Like I keep sending him the voicemail now. He ain't calling for nothing at all but to see how my day going. When I get off of work, sometimes I get off of work at 7:30. When I get to my house, he gonna have dinner cooked for me. He'll have my bath running.
That's beautiful.
Like I don't have no, I don't have no reason that she. If I had
that Hallmark Channel shit,
I think all I ever wanted, because I'm like a I'm a hopeless romantic, but I never wanted to put all this romance into these niggas that ain't gonna put that shit into me, and then I start feeling like, well, who's the dude and who's the girl? Not saying romance is just a dude thing, but I know y'all see like the videos on Facebook with the balloons and all the flowers and stuff. Yes. Do you know how many girls is not getting that?
Oh man.
Like my ex boyfriend used to tell me he doesn't know how to be romantic, and he had the money. Mm. And he ain't never even used, he just wanted to give me the money. He ain't never feel like, oh, well, let me hire somebody to make a balloon arrangement or something. Like, he the type, he'll go buy me flowers, and they be in the bag, they come in. Like, he ain't even smart enough to go get a vase.
So what did I just say? What was love? Love was what? I think I just said that. Was invented by Madison Avenue? Because all that sounds...
No, I'm gonna get on my... I got to get on my 5%er here, because, you know, that's one of the, by the way, I'm not a 5%er, but there's some things that I do agree with. And one of the things that they say all the time is love is the highest elevation of understanding. And basically what that means is if I love someone, I learn them, I know them, I understand them on a level to where I can tap into their love language. So if Smooch is that hopeless romantic, then I know that I need to bring, you know, a floral arrangement with a vase. I know that I need to set it out. I know I need to plan trips accordingly because I understand her and I love her. So that's why I would operate in that capacity. And I feel like, you know, at the end of the day, while some people feel like love is a Hallmark card occasion, I really believe that if you tap into somebody's mental, no matter, you know, all that other astrology stuff that people throw out there, if you can tap into somebody's mental and connect with them, and that's where love starts. Where it starts to break down is when you're not continuing to fall into that pattern of tapping into that love language. And that's where people tend to stray, right? It could be a maturity thing. It could be, you know, a void. It could be, you know, like my homeboy says, just any old regular day. And that's kind of where that breakdown happens. And I know that there were some questions that you guys were posing on the pod that I might have missed earlier, but what were some of the other topics you guys touched on?
One of the things we talked about was protection versus non-protection for your sides. Apparently, we had a differing of opinions on that one.
Yeah, because I said always.
Yeah, I'm gonna sidestep that with myself. that's always that's never not an option. But I'm gonna sidestep that conversation because that's literally my opinion. I have nothing else to add. But always. Is the answer to that question? Yeah, because you know why? Because when we're happy and we're in a good place and everything's fine, it's good. But then it only, you know, like what Wayne said, it only you waiting for that, you know, I'm latex because you forgot your latex. So
got the best pull-up game south of Mississippi. You know what I'm saying?
You straight 12.
I'm talking about, boy.
You straight Frenchy, dog.
No, I am not. Frenchy, I could run the golf course offense, nigga. Like Jordan Travis out there, motherfucker, the way I pull that motherfucker, boy. All
right. Bro, don't talk about Jordan Travis. That's a soul spot right now. Let's get out a couple days.
What I'm saying is, though, I guess if it's a consistency thing and you trust each other, that's cool.
Exactly.
Understand, but just because y'all have an agreement and y'all time together is your time together, doesn't mean that your time apart isn't her time together with somebody else. And they could be doing the same thing. So what happens is, you know, you could be, you know, you don't want to catch something that you can't get rid of, like kids.
Preach on that, Big James.
But I mean, other than that, you know, like I said, if you're willing to, you know,
if you ain't willing to die for it, man, don't do it, man. That's just all it is to it. This is a life or death situation. Like it's life or death, bro.
Black men don't cheat. That's why we good. So I'm gonna be like me.
So I got a question for everybody though, right? So is this from what I'm hearing? It sounds like this is just I guess a necessity, right? Like there's side chicks, side dudes are just a way of life, a way of each relationship.
I think it just really depends on who your relationship is and where you guys are at.
Yeah.
Like, to me personally, this is what the perfect one for me is like we come in, we open. Now, it's only one thing we're not open about. Like, you know, we're not inserting any of. There's only one external part per relationship in that room. But now she chooses to step out, whatever. I'm really strong. Like, as long as it don't mess up my money and you don't mess up the brand, I'm not finna be out here like Jimbo with candy. Like, you're not gonna break me down and make me mess up my money. But I also know that 65% from James Colton is very good. And it's very difficult to compete with the 65% from James Coleman. You can go try to replace it, but it's always going to leave you marked, which is why I don't cross swords with friends, because I can't be competing, have my friends competing with me, because I'll mess your head up. But if we want to insert somebody else to the, if we have such an open relationship and you're tired, you can't do this. And you're like, okay, well, this is why I like Cardi B. People like, James, why do you like Cardi B? Cardi B made a comment when somebody was talking about Offset. And she said, we fucking them hoes together. I was like, that's what I'm talking about, Dominican mommy.
Life goals.
Like, she's not gonna mess, like, she's like, what you're not gonna do is mess up my style. I'm sure Offset went through some stuff because he had to make some changes. But at the same time, you got a chick that's willing to do whatever. And that doesn't mean that, you know, I'm not trying to bend anybody's morals, or, you know, as long as it doesn't really affect your moral compass that you navigate your life with. I think there's not a thing that you shouldn't be able to do with your partner. If you find somebody that you truly, you know, cherish, or you feel like you want to build. That's what I look at love as, somebody that I'm willing to build with. Like, and that's a major key. Because if you can find a woman that's about you and about helping you grow, helping build you up, and you're willing to do vice versa, there's very few things you shouldn't let certain things just get in the way of you building something that's stable and that's going to help grow your future generation. I mean, think about a lot of people that you know
that's true
who have left somebody who was a solid person, man or woman, because they cheated. But they had everything else to secure, everything that they ever wanted. But I mean, but 20%, we take sex isn't that. The one thing I always have my women friends say, sex isn't everything, but you're willing to leave everything for sex. So it is everything.
All right. I was going to say, so I got a question on that one. We talked about...
Now, hold on, man. Nikki has something to say. That Nikki's one of the most intelligent women that I know, man. Like, she probably finna poke holes all in that shit.
She got me Nikki got me lighting candles and incense over here.
Nah, go ahead and speak on it, Nikki.
Is it imperative to be able to lose your morals for your man? Just go ahead.
Before Nikki talk, I just want to say, Miss Nikki, I want to apologize about the way I jumped in that DM today, because I felt that energy when you sent it back to me. I just want to let you know I'm sorry about that. I need to, you know, come better than that next time.
No, you're good. You're good. You know, we just have a better understanding. You know, once we were able to. No, we good. It was just a good morning. I'm all about salutations. I felt the excitement coming, but I was like, let me just make sure we have our salutations this morning.
Hey, she made me tuck my shirt in real quick. I like,
oh, damn right, man. Straighten up. That is. Fly right.
I'm good. I know. I got it together now.
We good. We good.
I make my bed up. Together.
But no, I go back to the point of morality is all subjective, right? So my moral compass may be different than the next person's. So I think the original question was, you know, are the side pieces necessary? And I take it from two angles. I take it from one angle of, I have friends that are in open relationships and they are in the happiest spaces of their lives because they have their rules for love and their boundaries set on their terms. They're not defining love as traditionalist or as progressive. They're literally defining their love on their own terms, which I applaud. And then you have it on the other end where some of my friends are, you know, they're getting older. They don't have time to keep up with the lies and the facades and the extra bank accounts and the extra trips and things like that. And, you know, they renewed their commitment to being solid in their stance with their significant other. You know, James brings up a really good point about not crossing swords. And I think a lot of times, you know, and I keep referencing Atlanta because this is where I live. Atlanta has a large population of African-Americans. And the crazy thing about it is, as big as Atlanta is, it's very, very small. You can be in a room with over 200 people and literally there's so much cross-contamination in this one room, in this one space. to the point where you're operating in silos and you're doing that as to not offend another person or to not, you know, put another person's business on Front Street. But then it brings back to the whole point of why are you doing this or what's your need for it or why, you know, are you exercising the opportunity to bring in another party into your relationship? Again, it's not for me to judge. I just see it from both sides. I know that there are times where life happens and the dynamics can change relationships and you're not getting that same person that you were getting 4 or 5 years ago because now you got two kids, you got PTA meetings, you got work, you have all these different things that are clouding your space that wasn't there before. Whereas now this extra person in your life is like your break from reality. It's like your opportunity to be in an alternate universe, a different dynamic where you can break away from all the strains of the day. Also, you have to understand that you're hurting people in this process. Mm. And if you're okay to deal with the hurt you're dishing out, then you can proceed accordingly. I joke with James about this all the time. You know, like I have conversations where I don't want to be the reason why my former partner or a significant other is talking to a therapist because I have damaged them in a way that they can't move forward in life with another woman or with another partner. Like, I don't want to be the reason another Black man is sitting on a couch crying or having, you know, hurt or pent up feelings about, you know, our previous interaction or our relationship. So I move differently now. I'm honest. I communicate. I try to put out.
But you know, you had the power to make that shit happen, though. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
but that's key. But that's key, right? Because I know I have that power, so I try not to abuse it. Mm. That's the difference, right? Because I know that in my power, I have the ability to put somebody in that position, and I do not want to be the reason why another Black man is hurting. And that's just my position. And that's why I move differently than, you know, some other people do. But I don't think it's a necessity. I think it's more of, like Chris Rock says, you're only faithful as your options.
Yep.
Right. And then the other part of that is you're always going to have options. There's always going to be another beautiful woman. There's always going to be temptation. There's always going to be something there. But are you willing to deal with the consequences should this go left? Because we only think about the good things that happen from this new connection or from this new relationship.
Hey, you sound just like my uncle. My uncle gave me, I don't know why he gave a 12-year-old this advice, but my uncle always told me, he's like, hey, in life, you always going to see somebody else you're going to want to fuck. It's just whether you act on it or not.
Listen, man, 1,500 a month. That's solid. You got some, we got kids. That's just one. So you just got to make sure you're willing to deal with it. You know, you just got to do the math equation. That's what my boys used to joke. They should do. The boys had child support math equation in their heads. They started to be like, is she worth $17,500 or $2,000 a month? If she is, but then, you know, do it. But if she's not, she's not. But I mean, you got to understand the power that you got. Everybody don't have that. But the people who do, you got to, again, we're talking about maybe some of the people on this phone, but you're really not talking about a large portion of society. Most people really don't have the options, as Chris Rock put it. You're only as loyal as your options, and that's in everything. That's not just in relationships. That's in jobs. That's in sports teams now. That's in everything.
That's what's up. So anybody got anything else? What y'all thinking? B? We need to ask about the national day. We need to have a national side day. The side chicks, no. The side dudes.
That's no. February 15th.
Not, that already no. exists.
Not for me. Wait, why is it February 15th?
Hold on. Let's see, my opinion is it should be 2 days, right? Like, you should get Veterans Day, which is tomorrow, because that's right before Thanksgiving and Christmas. You know what I mean? Then you got February the 15th, anytime, middle of the week.
Boy,
February.
You sending my oh my God, I'm sorry.
You know what I'm saying? I think it should be 2 days for side day was, appreciation.
I thought it was already multiple days. Day after Christmas, day after Valentine's Day, day after or day before Valentine's Day.
And they don't need to be highlighted. They don't need to be highlighted. The thing about it, bro, well, you don't have to always highlight what you do for the community. You understand what I'm saying? Like,
right.
The things that you do for the community, that's what you do. Like,
it, really, you know that's the perfect
right. Everybody all gonna know your tax write-off. You feel me? Yeah. Everybody gonna know your tax write-off. So yeah, everybody yeah, needs to know the services that you provide in the community, bro.
I just gave all these kids these tickets, man. I didn't do one interview nationally. I didn't want this. Nah, man, you're right. You don't need it. Like, you serving, you were holding somebody down. It's this powerful man or woman down. You are the psychiatrist. And, like, you don't need that. Like, we don't need that person put on front street because they may not be able to do what they do on a larger scale now because you being selfish. But
I'll say this. If you're smart, you want... If you're smart, you want Side Chicks Holiday to be February 13th. And I'll tell you why.
I like
you
that too.
The day before. Because depending on your tenure with your significant other, the 14th usually flows into the 15th. There's no way you go all the way out on the 14th and then you're ghost on the 15th. That doesn't even make sense.
I don't think that's
so you do.
But see, if you do the 13th, your count going to be low on the 14th. Like,
not if you budget accordingly.
You don't want to be shooting short on the 14th.
No, if you had preparation. Preparation prevents piss poor performance. So if I know that I need to set it out for two people and I need to do something more for my main, I'm not waiting until the 13th to do something. I've already planned this pretty much after the Christmas holiday. Because if you look, let's look at it mathematically, right? So you go from Thanksgiving, you're going to be with your main, right? Because that's the family holiday. Christmas, you may be able to go ahead and skirt out, you know, right before Christmas. After Christmas, before New Year's is a prime time for you on the side because you've gotten all your family time out of the way. The New Year's coming. You start the New Year fresh. January is one of the most disappointing months of the year because you're now paying back all your bills from November to December. Mm-hmm. This also gives you time to save money and plan for your February 13th and 14th shenanigans, right? Because now you're paying off your Christmas debt, your holiday debt. Now you're also planning and putting your reservations in place because everybody wants to go out on the 14th. So you still take care of the main. On the 13th, quietly, between the 10th and the 12th, you should be solidifying everything to make sure that the 13th and 14th flow smoothly. Because if you do
it on Nikki, the 15th, I got a question.
Can you just become Muslim? Can you just take up being a Muslim?
What side are you on?
What side am I on? I'm on the side of doing what works for you. I'm on the side of you understanding the actions you're taking. I'm not on the man's side. I'm not on the woman's side.
The person who was the side chick or the person doing the cheating?
The person doing I'm not on the side of anybody, but I'm speaking from the point of the person who would be entertaining multiple options.
Oh, okay. Cause
see, what happens is you can try to like what she's doing is like, all right, this person exists. Let's not avoid this person. This person is across the board. We already know that the side chick exists. So we can try to ignore it, and I can try to tell you it's morally wrong, but that's not my job. What I'm trying to do is help you win.
Right.
And so I mean that's what a good coach does. Nikki right here like Odell. Nikki, I am motivated me.
I want peace. I don't want to see none of y'all on Snap. So my whole goal right now is to, you know, if you're going to play this game, you play it well. Like all my male friends say, Nikki, you may not like playing the game, but you know how to win that hoe. And literally that's how I look at it. Like I don't come from a place of defense. I play from a place of offense. I move different in that space because I know my demographic. I know how to operate with my type, and I know what my type likes. Like I deal in very well in my space. That's why I win. I stay in my lane and I ride it out, and I don't have to go in anybody else's lane because at the end of the day, I'm the best version of me that exists, and I only get better. So I don't have to necessarily worry or go into another space of, does this person have a side piece or should I be concerned about this, that, or the third? Because where I am in my space, there's nobody who can touch me.
I know that's right. But if a man ever, like, if I was to ever find out the person I'm with was with another bitch the day before Valentine's Day and then had me eat all that shit up the next day, I would be so devastated.
You just said you go to the club.
But what's the difference between him doing it before Valentine's Day or doing it on Cinco de Mayo? Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, no matter when he does it, it's going to hurt if you're fully vested into that. My thing is you have to know what your standards and your barriers are. So I think James said it earlier, like, you know, some women are willing to leave a man just because he cheated. There's some women that's like, no, like, I love my house. I love my white Range Rover and I love my couture purses. So I'm not going anywhere. So it depends on where your station is. You have agency to move how you please.
I never had it rubbed in my face like that. Like, my last relationship, I was out here so like I ain't have no nigga to the point where I would be stupid to believe he didn't have one. Like, you got to, like, if I can go a month, 2 months without fucking you, if I can pack my shit and be gone with my side nigga for a week or two, like, I feel like we just had an understanding. He did whatever he did, I did whatever we did, and it never crossed paths, it never got caught. I think he had more respect for me than to, I don't think he ever messed with nobody in Tallahassee. Like, he always felt like it was a setup. If somebody in Tallahassee tried to talk to him, because he wasn't from Tallahassee at all, he'll assume it's one of my friends trying to catch me up on something, will catch him up on something, and he'll show me. But, like, girls, that was where he from Palm Beach. I think when he go and visit his family, and while I'm like, oh, I don't want to go visit your family because I want to go be with my side nigga, his family, I believe that's when he did his cheating.
Right, to me, I tell you, I make sure you realize your friends ain't shit either. Don't send your friends after me because they going to get cut too. Everybody can get this equal opportunity. If you want to play a game, it's me, I'm saying, you want to play a game, and we can play I can play the games with the best of them, or we can just be adults. And I think that's the biggest problem, is that most people just don't want to be adults about the situation. We want to talk about being adults, but we don't want to really actually operate in the manner in which you need to operate. And it's not it's no shade on anybody. It's just natural. Some people care. It's always going to be one person that cares more than the other person cares. But, damn, I forgot what it was like. Oh, what we failed to realize, and this is a question in Mexico. Some people don't know. They legitimately don't know if they decide to do. And I have some tips for guys to realize if they decide to.
Hold on.
Here
real
we
quick.
Go.
Yeah, real quick. We're gonna wrap with this. We're gonna wrap.
I can't give two people all of my energy at one time.
No, I agree.
We need these tips,
no,
though, B.
We
need
say, yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. We're gonna wrap on this one, man. We had a great conversation. We're gonna wrap with Big James' tips to know if you are not the side.
Okay, this my bad. I ain't really been on
this
too long.
Be fun.
This is the real way. I mean, I'm gonna give you one real quick, simple tool to understand if you decide to. It's a cooking. If she give you banana pudding with vanilla wafers in 2019, you decide, dude. Man. I'm saying it's 2020, dog. It's 2019, almost 2020. It's you have chessmen cookies. You got people making banana pudding with Nutter Butters. If you getting just regular plain old stepped on banana pudding, then dude, I got news for you, bro. You decide, dude. If you go to the family function, and she not making your plate, or she look at you like it's the most disrespectful thing in the world for you to get a plate. I got news for you. You decide, dude, though, and it's okay. I'm not telling you.
If you dealing with somebody and then out of the blue they pick an argument with you for no reason, or it's the smallest thing, trust, they're trying to start an issue so they can go do other stuff that they want to do.
Oh yeah, yeah. Now, that's
somebody
true,
is so in love with you for 1 week and then the next week they're not answering their phone and disappearing, it's because they got somebody else. See, I don't really consider my side dudes as side dudes. I consider them other boyfriends. And I'll take off from one relationship and go be in my other relationship. And then when I'm ready to be back in my other relationship, I go back to my other relationship. I don't bounce back and forth between them like that.
10 years.
You literally just said you don't have the energy for two people. But then you see how smooth she got. You see how smooth she came in there with that.
I don't have energy for two people at the same time. So when I'm lacking on you, that's when I'm in my other relationship. I can't give my all to two people at the same time. I can give my all to you for these 2 months. And then, I don't know, my other boyfriend might start doing the shit I've been bitching about. Now I got to go be his girlfriend.
And now so when I got to go be his girlfriend. He getting the chessman cookie banana pudding.
No, you ain't getting nothing.
Oh,
you ain't getting nothing. I can't give both of y'all all my energy. I can't fuck the dog shit out of both of y'all. So when I want to go fuck with my other boyfriend,
man.
When I want to go fuck with my other boyfriend, you gotta find you something to do.
We gotta give you some Jensen, sister. No, I was just messing with you. I get good points, man. Like I said, man, it's good to hear this stuff, man. You know, like I said, man, this is the side dude is an important figure in the community. He is to be acknowledged. I mean, think about all the popular, my bad, I know we gotta go. But just think about all the strong people that we love to tell people to be like Martin Luther King. I'm just saying, go look at this history, man. He was out Chimney Street. Possibly the same day he got shot, he was out Chimney Street. I'm just saying, I'm a history major. I have to learn this.
Oh man, that's wild.
A lot of the people are out here. And I'm like I told y'all last night, you know, again, if you're doing your Bible study this weekend, today is Sunday. I'm telling y'all, when you ask who is one of the greatest people in the Bible, they're gonna tell you David. And David was a man after God's own heart. David had five wives and three concubines, and led the kingdom of Israel to some of his greatest moments. Just telling you, dog. And even Jesus was rocking with Mary, and Mary was out. So I'm just telling y'all, man. Just don't shoot the messenger. Just know that it's been an important figure, not only in the biblical community, but the African American community, and they should be acknowledged and exalted.
Amen.
True indeed.
Amen. Let's end on that note, man. First of all, we appreciate everybody who came in. Does anybody got any final words, man?
Hey, this regiment, like I said, live by these words that I've said plenty of times. You ain't prepared to die for it, don't need to do it. Point blank, period. That's my motto. That's what I live by. If you don't like it, too bad. That's all I got.
Hey, this lucky lefty. Hey, either you a buyer or a seller. Determine which one you are.
Mm. So everybody, Boy Life One, yourself, y'all, have fun, man. You know what I'm saying? Don't let nothing stop your fun. That's all I'm gonna say.
All right, man. You've heard it. This is the Listen Up Podcast. As always, we appreciate you. Rate, review, and subscribe. We'll holler at y'all later.
Yo.
Thank you. Far too kind. Can I get an encore? Do you want more? Cook it with the Brooklyn boys. So for one last time, I need y'all to roar. Now what the hell are you waiting for? After me, there should be no more. So for one last time, make some noise. No fresher than whole, riddle me that. The rest of y'all know where I'm lurking, yeah. Can't none of y'all mirror me back. Yeah, hear me rap, it's like Angie rapping his prime. I'm Young H.O., rap's Grateful Dead. Back to take over the globe, now break bread. I'm in Boeing Jets, Global Express. Out the country, but the blueberries still connect. On the low, but the yacht got a triple deck. But when you young, what the f*** you expect? Yep. Grand opening, grand closing. Damn your manhole, crack the can open again. Who you gonna find open ahead with no pen? Just draw inspiration. Who you gonna see?